Yo, what's up, everybody? It is your boy, Ike Feldman, from the Iketagon, or of the Iketagon, back in the saddle. It has been a minute, or it has been a couple of days, or it has been a couple of weeks since I've been on the Iketagon. Yes, it's been holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, Orthodox Christmas, whatever you celebrate, New Year's. Yes, I've been doing Pod Forbid stuff, wrestling with MMA stuff, but my friends, it is back to the Iketagon, where it all started. And boy, oh boy, has MMA stolen a bunch of freaking headlines that have nothing to do with fighting. The UFC's final show was December 17th. Bellator and Ryzen's final show of the year was New Year's Eve. Looked like a fun event, but boy, oh boy, the headlines have been outside of the cage. And before I dive in, guys, find me at Iketagon everywhere, at Ike Feldman, or get involved directly, 646-820-9848. Your boy is waiting to hear from you. I'm tired of the voicemails. Isaac, where are you? Why aren't you answering your phone, Isaac? Or on the other flip side, my father. Isaac, answer your phone. Isaac, where are you? Isaac. Yes. Yes. Those are my voicemails. My name repeated to me over and over and over. But let me repeat one more time to you guys, at Iketagon, at Ike Feldman, everywhere. Big year, 2023. A lot of people have goals. I have goals. I hope you guys have goals. Stay positive. Remember, thoughts become things. Remember, your thoughts are actually registered frequencies. So while it may be a small frequency, you have your own personal radio station in your mind, and what you broadcast is going to decide whether or not you are a top 100 radio station or you a radio station that can barely pay the bills and you got pubic hair on your toilet seats. So I hope you guys are the former and not the latter. So let's dive in. Dana White, Jake Shields, Phil Baroni, Ilya Topuria, Jake Paul, UFC pay-per-view price hikes, Dylan Danis boxing, some big matchups being secured for the spring, for the late winter and the spring headliners. But man, oh man, oh man, cannot dismiss or look past what has happened on New Year's Eve with Dana White and his wife. Dana White's wife slapped him, and then he responded with two slaps. Seems to just a gross situation. Gross situation. And I'm not going to make this personal, like other MMA or combat sports pundits, because I don't really have a personal relationship with Dana White. I've had the opportunity to interview him a couple times, but he has not stopped me from getting a job. He has not stopped me from anything. And, I mean, he did hear about my name when I did piss him off with the headline, but I did get his headline and his sport in Yahoo Finance, so I don't know how mad he was about that. I don't weasel him with stuff. But the point is, I have no reason why to make it personal or to throw extra dirt on his grave right now. Because, yeah, he is sitting in a grave right now. According to high-ranking MMA media members, his Power Slap show, which was supposed to broadcast this January, I think January 18th, on TBS, has been canceled or pushed back, which is a big deal for Dana. We all know how much he loves his dollars, and that was a big project that I'm sure he invested a lot of time in. But man, what freaking poor timing. Dana White's doing a power slap show, and then he slaps his wife. And for anybody who's saying she slapped him first, this guy has been trained in the past to throw a punch. He's trained people to throw a punch. He's around fighters. He's visualized and seen a ton of fights. Do not tell me that this is equal. He is towering compared to his wife, Anne White, at least 50 to 70 pounds bigger than her. And his slaps are a lot more thunderous than her pitter-patty slaps. So, not equal. Not equal. A disgusting act of violence from Dana White, especially in public. Very stupid. But regardless, if it was to happen privately, we found out about it. The bottom line is money and dollar signs and optics. Everything is about optics. I'm sure there was another husband who slapped a wife in another part of the world on New Year's Eve, but we did not see or hear about it. There's video footage of Dana White slapping his wife on New Year's Eve, so we care about it. One, because there's a lot of video, and two, probably the most important, is because he's a high-ranking public figure. He spoke at Trump's RNC. He made $300+ million when Zuffa sold to WMIMG Endeavor in 2016. He's a public figure. He doesn't mind being in the public light. When Conor and Floyd came together for a fight, Dana was on the stage of every one of the media tours between Floyd and Conor. He enjoys being in the public light. He speaks after every single Dana White Contender Tuesday Night Series press conference. His name's on that contender series. He speaks after every pay-per-view show. This man has been in the public like for multiple decades. This is just a disgusting act of violence on his part, and he needs to be reprimanded. TBS is doing their part. Optically, they're taking it down. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to keep a power slap show being promoted on their platform from a guy who just slapped his wife. That's an easy move, a very easy move by TBS. What needs to happen is, I'd say, a minimum of 6-month suspension. We should not see him anywhere publicly, that anything's under the UFC or WMIMG banner, 100%. Sure, he can go on his own social media. He could do interviews or podcasts on other people's platforms, but he should not be in the public light or on the public platform of the UFC at all for a minimum 6 months. There should be a heavy fine that is made public. I'm sure they're going to be doing something in-house because they have the leverage. Give this opportunity to Hunter Campbell to step in. Let him do some public media events. Can we rip down Dana White's Contender Series? Can we just make it the Contender Series? You have to really knock down his ego, because this man is literally on New Year's Eve in a balcony in a nightclub, eyeballs everywhere, slapping his wife. His ego is outrageous. His head is just blowing up. I'm surprised he could fit in that suite. It's pretty sad and ridiculous, and it's time for his ego to be checked. This man believes he's built the sport. Every bit is on his back. He's barely checked with fighter pay and fighters' rights, fighters' health care. He is barely checked with that in the media circle. He needs to be knocked down multiple pegs in the public sphere. His ego needs to be knocked down big time. If Roger Goodell slapped his wife, if Adam Silver slapped his wife, if Robert Manfred slapped his wife, that's the NFL, NBA, and MLB commissioners. If they slapped their wives and it was literally filmed on video, there would be huge backlash. The saddest part of this all is that when McGregor punches a DJ, slaps somebody's phone, throws a dolly through a bus, has these outrageous outbursts of rage. Dana White slaps his wife. Khabib jumps the fence. It seems that it's, well, that's just MMA, folks. This is MMA, folks. I see this sport as the most pure form of sport. The most pure form of physicality possible on this planet is two humans without a ball, without a goalie, without other teammates, locked in a ring or a cage, trying to outwit and outsmart each other with pure skill and technique, ferociousness, mental strategy and tactics. I think it's the purest form of sport. Go back to the Roman days. Why is this not being held to a higher standard than football and basketball? Those seem like elementary compared to MMA. MMA now has taken on this WWE feel where it seems like Conor McGregor could hit Dana White over a chair and everybody would be like, well, you know, it's MMA. It's MMA. It's unacceptable is what it is. It's gross and it's unacceptable that in the public's eye, everybody's allowing this to get a pass. The fighters are crazy. The upper management is crazy. Hey, it's MMA. Duh. How stupid, how benign are the people in the sports world? How do they view this sport? So because Ike Feldman, me, because I participate in jiu-jitsu and boxing and grappling and MMA, if I get aggressive with my wife, if I get aggressive with my family members or friends, oh, well, that's just Ike Feldman. He trains MMA, guys. You guys have to understand, it's a ferocious, it's a dangerous, it's a wild sport. So the people who are associated with that sport, they're wild too. Guilty by association, but you're not guilty. It's just, it's who you are. Is that going to fly in the court of law? Apparently in the public town hall court, it does. And that's unacceptable. Martial artists should be held to a higher standard. What Ilya Topuria did, get into a scuffle at a nightclub, what Conor McGregor has done for the past half decade is unacceptable. Martial artist, because you are a trained fighter, because you have these weapons that are always on you with kicks, punches, elbows, knees, you should act as if you have these weapons on you. And you should be more responsible with these weapons. I hear all the time that Texas is safer because everybody has a weapon. And there's more respect, there's more politeness, because why would you want to piss off the guy with the gun? Okay, with that logic, let's apply it to the martial arts world. MMA fighters, people who have trained, Dana White, yes, again, he has trained people in boxing. He knows how to throw a right hand at the bare minimum. They need to be the bigger person. There is a huge difference of somebody walking down the street, an untrained person walking down the street, and somebody who has trained week after week, month and year after year of training and focus and honing in on one's craft of delivering educated violence. Now that person, that fighter, that trained human being needs to abide by a higher standard of living in a world where not everybody is a trained martial artist or somebody who is trained to throw a punch. And because that person has these skills and attributes and is a trained human being, a trained martial artist, we need to hold them to a higher accountability. It's just a matter of time before this is the biggest sport in the world. Everybody loves to fight. It's in our DNA, apparently. It's just a matter of time till every single human on this earth gravitates to a screen, gravitates to an arena to witness two elite trained mixed martial artists compete. Maybe that's in the Olympics in 10 years, 12, whatever. Maybe. Maybe once everybody's country is involved and it's the Olympics or World Cup of MMA, then everybody will gravitate to it. Right now, not yet. Right now, not yet. And we are very far from getting to that Olympic MMA stage because the president and the face of the UFC has crossed a major line and he is still getting a pass in the public court. It's awful. It's disgusting. It's sad. It's going backwards. It's Neanderthal-like. And it pisses me off that people see this sport as just, it's an aggressive sport. Everybody who is associated is aggressive. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm glad, and again, this is just a rumor, but TBS taking the gigantic step of cutting down Power Slap, Dana White's Power Slap. Yes, that's a good job. That's a good job. Is it just because the show is Power Slap? If TBS was doing Dana White's Contender Series, would they allow it? Maybe. Who knows? We'll never know. But it seemed pretty obvious that taking down a show named Power Slap, which was produced by a guy who just slapped his wife, that makes sense. Take it down. Good job. It's like applauding a 10-year-old for adding 1 + 1. Good job. Okay. All right. All right. Now what else? Now what else? Where's the division? Where's the multiplication? Where's the long division and multiplication? When are we going to see Endeavor, the UFC's company, make a huge statement to the rest of the sports world? And a huge statement to the rest of the world. This man just slapped his freaking wife, and everybody is sitting by on the sideline. And again, I have nothing personal against Dana White. But this is It's not good for the UFC. But as a society, we need to stop enabling martial artists. Martial artists, the warriors, the modern day gladiators, should be held to a higher standard. Moving on. Jake Shields, martial artist, attacks Mike Jackson in person for things he said online. Again, Jake Shields is a much more honed in, established mixed martial artist, much more skilled than Mike Jackson. That's not the way you go about it, brother. It's not the way you go about it. Ilia Topuria gets in a nightclub fight with a Spanish singer in Spain. And then he posts something. There's no problem until you push me, and then there's a problem. This guy hits different chords on a piano or a microphone for a living. And you got to lay the smack down on him? What kind of chip is on your shoulder? What kind of chip is on everybody's shoulder who's not Dana White? Dana White, it's like he's the most confident one because of the money. Money does not make you rich. Dana White, to me, is a very poor, poor human being. To slap his wife in the public forum shows to me that he is a poor human being. A rich human being? Somebody that is happy. Not driven by power and obsessed with financial advantage. These guys need to look themselves in the mirror. And the saddest news of all this, which life or death, the most important things in life. Phil Baroni allegedly murdered his girlfriend while in Mexico. According to the story I read, he pushed his girlfriend and she hit her head in the bathroom, whether it was a toilet or a shower, most likely hard tile. And by the time the medical team got there, she had passed away or had no vitals. And Phil Baroni, nicknamed the New York Badass, who highly likely was a steroid user, was, I think he did broadcast. He was an eccentric human being. And just lost it. And according to reports, drugs and alcohol were involved, and that never helps because it can't keep your thinking clear. And he made a decision that's going to change and forever shift his life. And he's going to have to live with that, and he's going to have to learn with that. It's awful. Out of the things I've talked about with Dana, Jake Shields, and Topuria, this is the worst thing, and it's absolutely sad. And you pray for the woman's family to be strong, and I don't even know what the hell's going to happen to Phil, but he's made a dumb decision that's going to shift his life forever. A lot of people online have written this up to CTE. I didn't see CTE being thrown out as much with when War Machine and his girlfriend got into it, when he beat her to a pulp. I think because she was seeing somebody else and she was ready to move on, but apparently he was not. He was a jealous lover. I don't think that impulsiveness has to do with CTE. I think it's the way a mind is wired. And if somebody's mind or thinking gets hot very fast, alcohol or drugs or depression or not having goals or something to work towards can be gasoline on a fire in somebody's mind. And these fighters are participating in the purest sport on this planet, the purest form of physicality that any man or woman can do on this planet for our entertainment, and they're not making that much. They are very poor financially speaking. They may be rich human beings in terms of they're pursuing their passion and their lifelong dreams, and everything is beautiful while they are being competitive. But once that is ripped away from them, they don't seem to have an outlet or a plan or a goal. It seems like they were all in, and they're all in, and all in, and all in, and the percentage of winning all in pots over and over and over again is highly unlikely. And it's sad. And Dana White is a someone who can help that, to ease the transitional period. Maybe a fighter wouldn't have to fight 3, 4, 5 times a year, maybe just 1, 2, or 3 times at most per year if they made more money. And they wouldn't have to just immediately turn around for a training camp. It's part of the reason why. Finances, and it's a tight rope. You have to be confident enough to leave a full-time job to pursue training. You have to invest in yourself. You have to bet on yourself over and over again, and you have to pray and put forth the energy and the time and hope it all pans out. And these fighters deserve to make more money. There's reports that they make 15 to 20% of the overall revenue of the UFC, while hockey makes 40%. Baseball, NBA, football make closer to 50% of the overall revenue of their respected leagues. So I don't know if Dana White slapping his wife is going to get fighters more money. I know it's going to get Dana White in trouble. Maybe it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up and be in his seat. Somebody who is less hard-boiled on vacuuming every single penny up that comes his way. Maybe if you're looking at it from a perspective that we get a new face at the head of the UFC, even if it's just for a 6 to 12 month stretch, that person can now grow within the ESPN era and an era where the UFC is more public. But again, what the hell's going on? This sport, the president of the UFC just slapped his wife on video, and it seems like everybody's writing it up to that's what happens in MMA. And speaking of money, the UFC's pay-per-view price is going up $5. What is that, 7%? From a year ago, it went up 7%, and they're going up again. Greedy, 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 greedy people. And greed is not good. Speaking of money, potentially greed, Jake Paul, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who is putting his money where his mouth is, who is putting his ass in the ring, something that I'm sure Dana White admires. He's a promoter and a fighter in Jake Paul, and he just signed a deal with the PFL. He seems to be down to jump in the cage and do an MMA fight. He wants to do a boxing fight. PFL is happy that he's on the platform. It's an excellent move by PFL and Jake Paul. It's a ballsy move by Jake Paul, as always, and you got to respect it. The rumor is that he's willing to fight Nate Diaz, maybe an Anthony Pettis, who's already signed under the PFL banner, in a boxing match and then an MMA fight 6 months later. I respect it. If you're paying attention to the trajectory of Jake Paul's climb, he is building and building better and better opponents for him to knock down to build his record. And guys, it takes about 10 to 15 fights before we start seeing these guys face like top 10, top 15, top 25 fighters in the world in their weight class. For Jake Paul to take down a Ben Askren, a Tyron Woodley, a Anderson Silva, KSI, and then potentially a Nate Diaz or Anthony Pettis. If he fights five more times in the next 3 years, and he get or four more times in the next 2 years, and he gets to 10-0, I mean, he is 27 years old at that point. Give the man a break. Vasily Lomachenko was 11-0, I believe, before he fought for a world title. So give Jake Paul a break and give him some credit. Do not knock the hustle. Do not knock the hustle. Speaking of boxing, I don't know what the hell he is anymore, a former jiu-jitsu standout, a former MMA Bellator fighter, Dylan Danis, teased us that he was going to box, released some footage, maybe the public lashback at him for the videos or feedback of his sparring deterred him from wanting to step into the boxing ring. For whatever reason, he has pulled out of his fight that which was supposed to take place in a couple of weeks against KSI. But yet, he still wins because we're all still talking about him. So, Dylan Danis, it remains to be seen when he will step back into the ring of combat, whether that's a cage or on a Polaris jiu-jitsu mat or an EBI or a boxing ring. Oh my, but Dylan Danis remains on the tip of our tongues, and he did an interview with Ariel Helwani, which got some buzz, and he pulled out a fight, which got more buzz and more hate. But, I mean, if this is all for an ultimate goal to compete and be successful in combat sports, then I respect it. Build the skills, but he better be doing that, otherwise he's one of the greatest salesmen, and he's learned from the greatest salesman this sport has ever seen, which is Conor McGregor. He was Conor's jiu-jitsu coach, but who knows? Conor was probably his sales coach, and it is working. We are talking about him. So, mazel tov to Dylan Danis. The dude's making real money. He's probably hanging around Jewish people. He's learning how to deal with his finances so well. So, yeah, it's been an eventful start to the year. UFC, what do we have? MMA, we got a UFC card. No. My mistake. I apologize. Next Saturday, January 15th, we have the UFC card. Kelvin Gastelum versus Nassourdin Imavov. That's going to be a fun main event. It's not a terrific main event, but it will be good. I like the, I believe it's Usman Nurmagomedov on the undercard. I'm very intrigued by what he's doing. Every undefeated Nurmagomedov across all organizations, I am intrigued by. So More fights along the way. What will happen with Dana White? That remains to be seen. I am Googling right now. Power Slap. Going to see what the hell shows up. Wow. All right. TBS has not scrapped the show. All they did have delayed and pushed back the deal. Dana White's excellent when it comes to legal shit. And I'm sure that TBS was not happy about this, and he started to lawyer up and remind them of the contract they signed. But if he didn't break this contract with slapping his wife, then that's I don't know what the hell type of contract this is, because that's awful optics in the public sphere. So, well, happy new year from the MMA world. I hope you guys are staying positive and avoiding the negativity in your personal and in the public circles. I had to address this stuff. I didn't feel like doing a live show for this, but I will bring back the live Octagons next week, previewing the UFC, and be much more well-versed in the topics that I brought up today. And, it's not a good look for my favorite sport. But we'll be back, you know. Oh, man. Not a good look. I'm going to tune in to Luke Thomas. I feel like he will give the most diplomatic take on this. And it'll be interesting to hear his words. And then maybe I'll play that for you guys next week. I definitely don't want to play other pundits. I feel like they're spitting their venom instead of objectively looking at everything. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So I love you guys. Keep your chin up, or you're going to miss all the good things coming to you. If you stepping to the ring or the cage, keep your chin down. So I love you guys. Peace.